Okay, good evening. We're up to the third Mishnah in Maseches Brachos. The first two Mishnayos discussed when is the latest time and all this manim related to Kriyat Shema. Mitzvah derives of Kriyat Shema in the morning and at night. When's the latest time you can say it? What's the earliest time you can say it? Both for the morning and the evening. And now the third Mishnah discusses the method. What is the proper way to say Kriyat Shema? How do you say Kriyat Shema? So this is a machlokus in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ba'erev, Kol Adam, Yat'u, V'yikru'u, Uvaboker Ya'amodu. In the morning, every single person should lean or lie down. And in the evening, lie down or lean. And in the morning, you should stand up. Shemar, Uvishachbecha, Uvkumecha. Beis Shammai understands the Pasuk very literally. So, you have to strike Kriyat Shema, lying down and standing up. That is the mitzvah. However, Beis Shammai says, Beis Hillel says, no. What are you talking about? The Mishnah is not the Torah is not telling us the method. The Torah is telling us the time. At the time when people go to sleep, at the time when you wake up, that is the time when you should be saying Kriyat Shema. It's not about the method, but it's about the time. Everybody should read in their own way, right? Our minhag is to say Kriyat Shema sitting down. That's the way you have the most kavana. It is brought up, what about at night? At night, when one's saying Kriyat Shema Lamita, which is a separate halacha, what should one do? So the Shulchan Aruch is very clear that one should not say Kriyat Shema lying flat on their back. Lying down, it's not respectful for Kabbalas Ol Malchut Shemayim. One should at least be sitting up in bed when saying Kriyat Shema in that vein. Stand up also, some people say it holding on to the mezuzah. All those are all wonderful minhagim, but Shulchan Aruch says definitely not lying down. Im kein lamin emar uvishachvecha kumecha. Why do you say uvishachvecha kumecha? It's about the time, not about the method, like we just said. That's machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now the Mishnah continues the following story. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon was known in the times of the Gemara. He was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. He came out of the school of Beis Shammai. So how do you think he said Kriyat Shema? Lying down. Right? Lying down or standing up. So Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Ani hayisi babederech. One time I was traveling at night. V'hitisi likros k'divrei Beis Shammai. I got out of my caravan and I went to lie on the street while I was saying to say Kriyat Shema. V'sikanti bi'atzmi mipnei halistim. And I put my life in danger because of the bandits or the robbers that were going to attack me. Amrulo. Right, they said to him, "Kedai ha'isa lachu ba'atzmecha. You did this yourself. You put your life in danger. You made a mistake. You should not have done this. She'avarta al divrei Beis Hillel. You violated Beis Hillel. You didn't follow Beis Hillel. We know we always pass 95% of the time we follow Beis Hillel. You did not follow Beis Hillel. You put yourself into danger on your own." That's how the Mishnah ends. Mishnah is telling us we pass in like Beis Hillel. But the Tiferes Yisrael asks a simple question. Why are you allowed to put your life in danger to perform a mitzvah? Is that allowed? So why do you think Rabbi Tarfon over here was allowed to do this? No?
They said there's a mistake. He wasn't.
What?
He wasn't allowed to.
So he messed, he just totally messed up. So the Tiferes Yisrael gives two answers to this question. He thought that maybe... And again, you got to have broad shoulders or maybe to think of yourself like this. But maybe, you know, when it comes to this halacha, you could put your life in danger because he was a well-known Rav. He was a gadol. So maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have extra shmira on him because of who he is. Great. Awesome, Yosef. And so how can you rely on miracles? You can't rely on miracles. That's actually a mission later on, Maseches Brachos. So what's going on over here? It's not allowed. And in fact, even if you say Yahari Yavor, that's only for the big three. The Rambam very clearly says if one is willing to give up their life for other mitzvos, you're not allowed to. except for the big three. So he can't give up his life for Kriyat Shema.
Would Bishama say that that's l'chatchila you should do b'shapov kamecha, but you know, b'diavad, you know.
That was Shammai's opinion. That was Shammai's. I don't know if Shammai would say it. Maybe he's assuming here Shammai wouldn't say it in a case where you put your life into danger. You should go out of the car, lie in the...
Right.
Who says he would say it in that scenario, right? So the Tversio quotes a story in Maseches Erevin with Rabbi Akiva. We all know the end of Rabbi Akiva's life. Rabbi Akiva was murdered, one of the Asara Haruge Malchus. So before, for teaching Torah in public. Before that, before he was killed in public, he was thrown into jail. So in jail, the Gemara in Erevin says that he was given water. And he was given water, and what did he do with the water, right? They gave him water to drink. That was his ration for the day. He didn't take the water to drink. What did he do with the water? Netilas Sidayim. So he says, why? How can he do that? So he says that, he doesn't say the tzaddik answer from before, but he says that sometimes to make a stand, to make a Kiddush Hashem, is very, very important. To make that stand. That's what Rabbi Akiva was doing by teaching Torah Barabim. So he wanted to continue with that, and he was relying on the fact that they would give him more water later. And he put himself into a sakana situation by not having water and by washing the Netilas Yadayim. You could think of stories from the Holocaust. I'm sure there are very special Jews that did the same thing along the same lines. So he said that maybe over here, Rabbi Tarfon was thinking, is Yichud Hashem. Shema, we said, is very unique. It's not just any mitzvah. Shema is the declaration, right, of what a Jew is and what a Jew means. So therefore, maybe he thought that for this mitzvah, we should be allowed to risk our lives to that degree. Comes the mission, says, no. But along the lines of Rabbi Akiva, maybe he thought this would be mutter, says Tiferes Yisrael, we learn here, you're not, and ultimately we paskin like Beis Hillel, we sit for Shema, and we say Shema at the time of Uv'shach b'cha uv'kumecha. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashi, remember, it's Kashi Baruch Hu, Zach Beis Yisrael, Lefichach, here, Lehem Torah, Mitzvah, Shneimar, Danai Chavetz, Man Tziko, Yagdil Torah, V'yad,